Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings for today, I want to recommend several books to you that I would encourage you. I'll give you the publishing house as well. Some of them you may find in good Catholic bookstores. Certainly our bookstore here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I record from, is an excellent bookstore with all of these books there. But I'm sure that you can find them online as well. The first one I mentioned to you before, It's Dangerous to Believe. Religious Freedom and Its Enemies is the subtitle, but the title is It's Dangerous to Believe. The author is Mary Eberstadt or Eberstadt. I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. E-B-E-R-S-T-A-D-T. Mary Eberstadt, It's Dangerous to Believe. The book is published by Harper and Row. I'm sure that all you have to do is go online or HarperCollins. One of the imprints is HarperCollins. I really would encourage you to get this book if you can purchase it. It's not the cheapest book in the world by any means, and it's a small book, but it is very, very worth reading. Then I also want to recommend there is a new biography out, and the biography is of Pier Giorgio Frassati. The subtitle is A Hero for Our Times. This is a young saint in the last century, Pier Giorgio, who really lived out the gospel in some remarkable ways. And I would encourage you, young and old, all of you, be very, very blessed by reading this book, Pier Giorgio Frassati. And the author is Christina Sicardi, S-I-C-C-A-R-D-I. But if you just get A Hero for Our Times, Ignatius Press, I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Again, the book is not cheap, but if you can read it and then share it with others, I think it would be a great, great help to us to see how people, especially Pier Giorgio, how he took his own circumstances there and used them for the glory of God, no matter what it cost him. And it's an amazing story, especially for our young people today. It's an amazing story, and after you read it, you'll want to pass it on to the young people in your family. And then looking ahead to Advent, there is a little book called Advent with St. Teresa of Calcutta. It's Daily Meditations. The author is Heidi Saxon, and it is published by Servant Books. Advent with St. Teresa of Calcutta, Daily Meditations. The author is Heidi Saxon, and it is put out by Servant Books. So all of those you can go online and find or go to a reputable bookstore, and if they don't have it, encourage them to get several copies. Advent with St. Teresa of Calcutta, very, very worth reading. Periodically, I'm going to be doing this because I want you to see what's out there, and there's such an abundance of books and magazines and all kinds of things. And today we do less and less reading. We try to take the shortcut on our computers, and that's fine for many things. But it's not fine when you really want to reflect, when you really want to meditate, you really want to ponder, you want to sit down quietly in a corner and read. And these are some of the books that I would highly recommend to you, in addition, of course, to the scripture every day. Every day. All right, let's take a look at the first reading today from Philemon. There is only one chapter, verses 7 to 20. Beloved, I have experienced much joy and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the holy ones have been refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, although I have the full right of in Christ to order you to do what is proper, I rather urge you out of love, being as I am, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus. So he's still instructing his flock from prison. I urge you on behalf of my child Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment, who was once useless to you, but is now useful to both you and me. I am sending him. So here's a young person who was a slave at one point, and he now serves Paul, and Paul needs him very much to help him endure what he's going through. But he says here, I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to retain him for myself so that he might serve me on your behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent so that the good you do might not be forced but voluntary. Perhaps this is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother. Here's a slave who accepted Christianity. Slaves were nothing. Oh, they didn't have any power. They didn't have any authority. They didn't have any place. They were slaves. Look what Paul is doing. He has become a brother, beloved especially to me, but even more so to you as a man and in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. Give him the respect. Give him the care, just as you would me. And if he has done you any injustice or owes you anything, charge it to me. I write this in my own hand. I will pay. May I not tell you that you owe me your very self? May I not tell you? Remember what I've done for you. Yes, brother, may I profit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Here's Paul in prison, still teaching them, still helping them, at this point giving them the person who was most helpful to him, that he may help them. This is real Christianity, brothers and sisters. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, and that's the heart of it. When you are giving to another, we're also receiving from God. The more we give, the more we receive from God. But if we say, I don't have time, I don't have the money, I don't care, it's not important to me, we cut ourselves off from the gracious mercy and generosity of God. Reach out. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. The Lord secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, and the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. So, that's what we're called to do, to help secure justice for the oppressed, because we're doing it in Christ and with Christ. We're his disciple. We belong to his company, to his family. We give food to the hungry. We do what we can to set captives free. We give sight to the blind. Can you do that? But God can do it through you. I've seen it. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. These are all the things we're called to do because God has gone before us, doing them on our behalf. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 to 25, asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Jesus came quietly as an infant in poverty. He didn't come with trumpets. He will. But he first came to us as a humble child so that we would not be frightened, that we would not move away, but that we would be drawn to him, as any man or woman can be drawn to a helpless infant. Draw close to him. He wants only your good. The coming of the kingdom cannot be observed, and no one will announce, "Look, here it is," or "There it is," for behold, the kingdom of God is among you. He's already there, and they didn't see it. and they don't recognize it. They haven't put two and two together yet, many people. And then he said to his disciples, the day will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. And there will be those who will say to you, look, there he is, or look, here he is. Don't go off. Don't go off running. How many things, brothers and sisters, does the world offer us? Do this. Go here. Connect with these people. Be part of this. And then you'll have freedom and peace and love, and you'll have so much money. You'll have everything you want. The world holds out false promise after false promise, and we succumb to it because we're greedy, because we haven't fully yet given our lives to Christ to know what true riches are, what a true treasure is. And he said to his disciples, the days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, look, there he is. Look, here he is. Don't go off. Don't go running in pursuit of this or that or the other thing. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. He was predicting his own death. But he is with us, and he will help us. Whether the help we need is personal, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, he will help us if we're very poor and we need money and we don't know where to get it. We turn to him. He's the author of everything. Help me, show me where to go, who to talk to, what can I do. Help me. And God will show you. When we find ourselves in our country in trouble and difficulty, governmentally, politically, turn to him. Put all your trust in him. Seek him, and he will show us again and again a way through the difficulty. I will have much more to say on that later. But for right now, please, brothers and sisters, turn to the Lord for every need. Turn to the Lord at all times. Love one another. Care for one another. Serve one another. That's what God wants from us. I really do encourage you. I really do ask you, brothers and sisters, to put aside, you know, it's not business as usual. This time is different. It can't be business as usual. This will blow over. This will change. I don't care. Whatever our reaction is, this time is different. And this time we really do need to draw very near to him and say, Lord, show us the way. Show us the way today. Show it in my conversations. Show it in my relationships. Show it through the thoughts in my own mind and heart. Teach me the way to go, so that I may follow you more closely and bring many others to you as well. May God bless us all. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.